For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Every summer, the Appalachian Media Institute in Whitesburg, Kentucky, trains young people to tell stories about Appalachia through their own eyes. This year, students documented how COVID-19 was changing life in the mountains. Madison Buchanan, a 19-year-old college student from Whitesburg, spoke with a Virginia State prisoner about what it was like to be incarcerated during a pandemic.
Hello. This is a prepaid debit call from an inmate at the Virginia Department of Corrections, Greensville Correctional and Work Center.
Hello?
Hello.
Madison?
Yes, this is Madison. Hi.
Hi, this is Jacob.
My name is Madison Buchanan. I grew up with a family that has always been sort of involved with criminal systems and a lot of jail in my life. And I was like, well, I need to see how people who are incarcerated are getting treated during this, because I know they're not getting treated right during normal times, so that it must be horrible now.
I want to thank you so much for helping me out with this and talking to me. It really means a lot. So first, can you tell me a little bit about your situation, where you are, and what it's like in there?
Oh, yeah. This is Jacob Schaus, 1101441. I'm at Greensville Correctional Center. I'm in a actual licensed mental health unit, and we're in Jarrett, Virginia.
The Virginia Department of Corrections reports nearly 3,000 inmates and staff were tested last week at the prison. 192 inmates and 52 staff members had positive results. Prior to testing, only two inmates had symptoms.
Yeah, I actually wrote a piece about it, but they didn't. I sent it to a bunch of people out there if they wouldn't let it go out.
So they're censoring all of your emails?
Yes. You want me to read it to you?
Yes, please, absolutely.
Living amid this COVID-19 pandemic inside the walls, the prison walls, razor wire plantations, reestablishes helplessness in an exacerbated form, where one's life takes an obvious backseat to prison bureaucracy, modern-day slavery, misleading the general public into a false sense of security that their incarcerated loved ones are safe and their well-being the overarching priority. Certainly, many administrative memorandums have been circulated implementing new daily operational changes under the guise of safety protocols and protective practices. However, I have yet to have access to sanitation chemicals 4 times a day to sanitize myself, nor allowed to have my ill-fitting sneeze guard washed regularly or exchanged with a new one or any type of appropriate mask, much less PPE. I am constantly subjected to exposure by cross-contamination as prison workers, as well as staff, are allowed to roam freely throughout all separate housing units from their own, where there were positive cases of COVID-19, into other places that there's been no reported cases.
You have 1 minute remaining.
There exist special requirements and guidelines for licensed facilities set forth by state and federal mental health authorities that are not being adhered to, primarily due to us prisoners being voiceless and utterly helpless under a repressed thumb.
To this day, this was written on June 1st and sent out on June 1st, and it's never gotten to anyone. So they just censored it and blocked it, never told me that they did. Did you get that?
Hello?
Thank you for using GTL.
That was student journalist Madison Buchanan speaking to Virginia prison inmate Jacob Schaus. This story was produced by the Appalachian Media Institute in association with the Ohio Valley Resource.